Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to 102.1 FM for Triple Z. This is the Zlines, and you're listening to M, Tasmia, Charles, and Jasmine with your 8 a.m. Zlines. So, local news first, as always. On Sunday, the 1st of September, the world record was broken for the largest Yidaki didgeridoo ensemble in King George Square. First Nations elders and cultural custodians from all around Australia led the performance, representing protecting the water for future generations as the theme. In 2006, the record was 238. It is anticipated attendance was much higher than this, and the official record is yet to be released. And now we'll pass it on.
This Sunday, the 8th of September, the Kurilpa Derby returns from 1pm to 8pm on Boundary Street West End. The Kurilpa Derby is a free event that celebrates Brisbane community with local bands, arts and crafts, and a public street parade. 4ZZZ will have a store present at the Kurilpa Derby selling shirts, stickers, and merchandise. In national news...
Day 6 at the 2024 Paralympic Games, Australia has reached 8th in the worldwide ranking thanks to wins in athletics and swimming. Australia now has 32 medals with 9 gold, 9 silver, and 14 bronze. We have found the most success in para swimming, Thomas Gallagher winning gold in the 50-metre freestyle. The federal government...
Thank you, Jasmine. You liked it.
Yeah. The federal government is set to establish a cap on the amount of cats per household in a national scheme to curb the feral feline population. Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek will announce details about the national scheme to protect wildlife at the end of the year, but won't force state governments to adopt the law if they can reduce the toll cats take on native wildlife. Cats kill over 36 million animals every year.
In international news, the sunken Greek village Kallio has reappeared due to the lack of rainfall and heat waves. The village, which is made up of 80 buildings, including a primary school and church, was deliberately flooded in the late 1970s to make way to water supply for the capital, Athens. After Greece experienced record temperatures as high as 46 degrees Celsius during June and July of this year, people gathered to witness the once inhabited village rising again.
For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly cloudy and sunny. It's currently 15 degrees in Brisbane, with an expected maximum of 23. The fire danger is moderate, and the UV index is predicted to reach 7.2, which is in the high band. That's all for your news for 8am. We'll be back at 9am with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter, or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.